A 30-minute video about Ugandan warlord Joseph Kony has gone viral on the internet, putting the actions of his Lord's Resistance Army into the spotlight. The rebel movement had been active in Uganda for years and recruited children soldiers. It was forced out of the country by the Ugandan army in 2006. Although the people of Uganda itself are no longer threatened by Kony, the country does have to deal with the child soldiers who return home and have to be integrated into society. Bishop Giuseppe Franzelli of Lira told Davide Maggiore what the church is doing to help.
Well, the commitment of the church for these child soldiers is not something which is starting now or is a result of newly produced documentary films and so on. Everybody here in Uganda knows that as soon as this tragedy started, the church has been there. First of all, by appearing in northern Uganda, by the missionaries and the local clergy who remained in their places, although at times they had to leave the parishes who had been attacked and looted and so on. But you've been part of this history. Our people, our catechists, our priests have been suffering together with the rest of the people. And then we started immediately trying to see what we could do, since we've been unable to stop this tragedy and this rebellion, what we could do to help the people who were able to escape from the LRA rebels who had been captured in the skirmishes and the fight between the government troops and the rebels. Now, this has taken shape and forms in the establishing of rehabilitation centers. We had one here also in our diocese in Teboke Parish. There's this Rakele Center nearby me, about a kilometer where I live now. And many other initiatives whereby people who were able to come back were welcomed, helped to go back to school, particularly these children who had been robbed of their childhood and their education and were to spend years in the bush, and then also been through counsel and been helped to overcome and come to grips with the trauma that they've been, the victims of, particularly this violence they breathed in, they were victims of, and perpetrators of also, because they've been brainwashed. And in this fight to help these people, particularly child soldiers, we have also here a diocesan radio called Radio, meaning our radio, through a special program, Karibu, Welcome, and Gupacho, Come Back Home, addressed directly the rebels there in the bush, knowing that they always go around with small radios and they could pick the message. And this message, inviting them to come back, not to fear, telling them that they will be welcome and so on, was given to them by the very child soldiers who had come back, who were being captured. And they were sending this message to their former colleagues and friends there in the bush, by even and in order to convince them that this was not a trick to get hold of them, they would mention some small details which they only could know of life there in those places and so on. So that little by little, people could trust that indeed what these people back home were saying was true, that their parents did welcome them, although at times they've been sent back to their villages to burn them and so on, that they were now not being imprisoned but sent back to school and so on. As a matter of fact, we learned a few years ago that altogether over 1,500 child soldiers came back because of that, because when they were interrogated by the government army back home about the reason why they left and they managed to run away from the rebels, they said, we've heard the program of radio. And this is so true that indeed, even when we started the peace talks, at the time of the peace talks between the COIN, the rebel leader, and the government here, one of the conditions put by the rebels was to stop this program because it was disturbing them very much. And in fact, in 2002, while from the radio we were telling them, come back, come back, one day they indeed came, but they came to attack the radio and they burned and destroyed, they burned down the radio, which was only able to start again 6 months later here in town. That is just one of the ways in which the church did help these child soldiers. But again, we are still at it, even now that there are only a minority of children still there in the bush, although they're still there, but the minority is there. The majority is back in one way or the other, except of course those who unfortunately were killed. And now the church is there to help them, to rehabilitate them, to and not just with a kind of short and first aid help, but to accompany them in their journey, which is difficult, of inserting themselves once again into a society and to overcome the trauma they are victims of and the violence which they breathed in and which is, has become part of their lifestyle. So that's why now as a church we are even taking care of them even more, trying to accompany them and with the gospel, the good news and of hope about the forgiveness, first of all, of whatever they did and were forced to do while in the bush, and that God is our loving Father, and He wants them now to integrate and live together with the other people as brothers and sisters. In what in the church, which the first synod on Africa describes as a family of God.